New York City recovering from the pandemic. New York City alarmed at the repeated violence. New York City especially alarmed with the new mayor about gun violence. The Daily News headline, New York City Mayor Eric Adams calls on Democratic alliance with cops, says far left and far right muddying gun debate. I welcome Harry Siegel, a columnist at the New York Daily News, as well as a senior editor at the Daily Beast, to help me understand Mayor Eric Adams' ambitions here to deal with guns on New York City streets. Harry, a good evening to you. The recent incidents, shootings related to the subway crime, suggests that there is a commonplace understanding that guns are everywhere in Manhattan, not just in neighborhoods that are troubled, but all over Manhattan. Traveling from the well-to-do segments of Brooklyn into Manhattan, two of the shootings on the subway. But then routinely now we have tragedies on weekends and at nights. People, young people with handguns and some not so young people with handguns using them. What is it that Mayor Adams is asking for? And you have written very articulately about the Mayor Adams' ambitions in office and how the clock is ticking. Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So Mayor Adams was in Washington yesterday to speak before Congress and meet the congressional delegation in New York, or most of it. AOC and some others farther to the left, who he is not exactly friends with, decided not to show up. And he's pushing for more from Washington in terms of gun laws, calling it high noon in America. That said, he's facing a tremendous amount of pressure here, as a new poll shows that 56% of New Yorkers say the city is headed in the wrong direction. Under 30% say he is doing an excellent or good job. And there's clearly a perception that he has not succeeded to this point in his core campaign promise of restoring a sense of public safety. If you dig into that poll, a bunch of the numbers underneath it are interesting. People like a lot of Adams' agenda. They like his performance as mayor. They like the homeless sweeps he's doing, which I disagree with. By about 2-1, more New Yorkers think the police should get more funding rather than less. And most New Yorkers actually feel pretty safe in and pretty good about their own neighborhoods and observed experience, at the same time that a large majority of the city says that they are concerned about something bad and violent happening to them. 50% of New Yorkers say they've recently changed their routines in order to feel more safe, including 60% of women. So plainly, New York is running out of patience for Adams to deliver, and as this has taken longer than he's expected and proven more difficult, he said at one point a few weeks ago he thought he'd have things turned around by February. He plainly did not. He is pointing more fingers at what other people can do, and that includes politicians in Washington and prosecutors and lawmakers here. But at the same time, John, and as these perceptions are a significant concern, an impediment to getting people back on the trains and into offices in the city, and restaurants and the rest of their lives, we now have something close to a 10% drop in shootings this year compared to last year, as things have been heading dramatically in the wrong direction for the last several years. And in the last month, compared May of 2022 compared to May of 2021, a 25% drop, suggesting that his policing efforts are starting to bear fruit. And just in time, as New Yorkers are clearly running short on patience.
The crime story, however, is perception, Harry, as you well know. And from this polling that you point to, published recently, this is Spectrum News Siena College poll, the perception is that we are not safe. The perception is especially true for the subway. So I want to discern gun crime from the subways being safe or not safe. The subways are profoundly part of how New York does business, especially coming and going from Manhattan. We know that recovery involves those office buildings that are either empty or partially filled. Maybe it's to do with hybrid working, knowledge workers, but that's Manhattan. That's the life. And until those office buildings either recover their workforce or find a way to balance that workforce at home and in office, there will be no recovery for the services jobs that are the prosperity of the neighborhood coming in. Finding a cup of cappuccino, that was part of life in Manhattan that was extremely difficult during the pandemic and will not be revived unless and until the subway is made safe. So I want to focus now not just on the gun crime, which the mayor spoke of during the campaign, but this sense that the subways are unsafe. Your paper has been very keen on identifying where and how these subway crimes took place. It's not just gun crimes. People have to be aware of the fact that the perception is that it's not safe to be on a platform. Now, what can the mayor do about that? Is the mayor addressing the distinction between gun crime and violence on the subway?
He's trying to, and obviously having a perception that the trains are safe to take is really important. Most people's concerns about the trains on a day-to-day basis are less a giant and terrible thing happening. You know, getting thrown to the tracks is one of the long-time New York nightmares, and it remains rare enough that every time it happens, it's front page news, and it's terrifying. However, John, if there are people, say, smoking in your platform, just aggressively panhandling, creating a sense of menace that doesn't need to culminate in anything massively larger, the sort of thing that makes the front page of the papers, that's a real problem. So Adams has brought more police officers into the system. He's had more police officers actually riding on trains. And the hope is that in time, this is going to help, in not that much time, recreate some sense of normalcy. The only way to get there in a bigger sense, this is very chicken and eggy, is to have a lot more people riding. But you can't get more people riding until there's some sense that normalcy is there to start with. Back to perception for one second. Three numbers from this poll that stand out and sort of point to how much of a challenge is ahead. And Adams people have complained that the poll asked, is the mayor doing a good, excellent, fair, or poor job? And the headline numbers that only 27% think he's doing a good job are actually good or excellent, but they don't count fair, and fair isn't bad. And they say that's not fair. I say whatever to that. The right on the narrow point. But these numbers point to the larger point about how unsafe New Yorkers feel and how they're running short on patience there. How concerned are you about a shooting in which a gunman targets people based on their rage, on their race, religion, or ethnicity in your neighborhood? 73% of New Yorkers say very concerned or somewhat concerned. And so that's one of the big fears that's looming over things. As I said, most people feel pretty good about crime and safety in their own neighborhoods. But do you feel more safe or less safe in your own neighborhood than you did before the pandemic? Or just generally, not in your own neighborhood, excuse me. Do you feel more safe or less safe? 70% less safe, 3% more safe. And lastly, how concerned are you that you could be the victim of a violent crime? 76% evenly split are very or somewhat concerned. You know, these numbers spread out pretty broadly as you go between age groups and boroughs and political ideologies and even incomes. And you have a sense, again, that there's a real perception problem to go along with several overlapping real crime problems, a gun violence problem, a problem involving the mentally ill and emotionally disturbed people, and then just a general sense of disorder that touches on those, but is a little different. Adams is trying to straddle all these things, and he's further damaged because when he was running for office, he wanted to talk a lot about how bad things were because he was planning to turn them around and, you know, trying to set bars. And in the course of doing that and having not immediately turned them around, he's now being held, Adams, the mayor, to the charges, in effect, of Adams, the politician, and is trying to cover those two things. Again, that there's been a real decline in gun violence as he's focused on that. is a promising sign of what he can do with policing and other city resources, even if other parts of government are not necessarily steering in the same direction. But it's a very challenging setup. And plainly, New Yorkers, who, by the way, say they really like his style. Many more say they prefer him than say they like that of the last mayor. They just want to see results more quickly, which is what he promised and what he seems to be starting to deliver on. But it's plainly proving harder than he anticipated. And patience is running short. This summer, I think, will be really critical to whether this poll is a low watermark or a ominous sign of where things are going.
I want to stay with the subway just a moment, Harry, because you know I no longer regularly ride the subways in Manhattan, but I did for 22 years. And I cannot recall, and I'm sure it's true, but I cannot recall the Daily News or the New York Post. And I saw those headlines every day, whether I bought the papers or not, featuring or making sure I know. Question: suspect in caught on video Bronx subway shove says he didn't mean to push her onto the Drax, DA. Or Brooklyn man who died from shove was sucker punched and robbed. Shocking news, new video. The modern technology of social media and of online make it possible for us to witness these incidents in real time. We can look at them and think of ourselves in such an instance. Is that contributing to this perception? Because I take your point. The mayor needs time, and there is reason to believe that he's making success about gun crime. But this repeated sense of the subways being unsafe, I tell people I speak to routinely who live in Manhattan or in Brooklyn, Uber. That's what I tell them. And I'm sure every mom and dad in America thinks that way, Harry.
So, John, here's one more number from this poll that points to the popularity of a lot of what Adams is trying to do and the difficulties of getting there, and to exactly what you're talking about with subway crimes and fears. Should it be easier to admit those who are dangerous to the public or themselves to mental health facilities? Support, 89%. Oppose, 8%. And a lot of the problems you're talking about, some of them involve antisocial young men who are not really mentally troubled or mentally ill, who in many cases can be discouraged by fear of real and stark consequences from their actions. But a lot of them involve older men who are gone, who have tremendous problems that are not going to be solved. They're not going to be policed away. And your choices are you're either putting them into some sort of institution or facility for people with mental illness. You're cycling them through jails and prisons, often for relatively small offenses, as a way to remove them from that population. Or there they are. And if they're there, they're going to be on the trains. This is obviously not a problem. None of these are that started with the election of Eric Adams, but it's on him now to deal with that. And you can see in that number in support for metal detectors in schools, by the way, metal detectors on trains, by the way, which I continue to think is a non-workable and ominous idea. 63% support that. More officers on subways, 85% support that. Again, you know, with widespread across the board approval for each of these things. And this is a lot of what Adams is trying to do. So I think in some ways he's up against the clock. He's up against real and significant resistance within the Democratic Party. We may talk about Albany in a minute.
Yes, let's go right to Albany then, because you're correct that this is a story outside of New York as well as in the subways. Harry Siegel, New York Daily News, a columnist, a senior editor at the Daily Beast. We're speaking of the perception of violence and the public's response to the incidents of these last months. There's a larger story here, however, about what is to be done with those perpetrators who are caught and who are not punished in a way that has been traditionally. I'm John Bashan.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.